spiritual condition of the sheep and the goats, the sheep nations. And in that year, the men that were praying in the prayer room said that the Lord began to separate the sheep from the goats. And Henry Gruber agreed with it. So I said, Lord, what year was that you had me praying that way? I knew it was in the summertime, or in the spring at least, it was warm. And I was trying to remember who was still at work. That would give me a kind of a date. But nevertheless, this happened. And the Lord's been working a division. Even the way he guided me in ministry has changed. There was a lot of revelation he gave me about people that don't follow him. And now, the lukewarm Christians have taken sides. As he said to me last night, that the one of the reasons he's returning now is because the lukewarm, the number of the lukewarm people has shrunk. It's never been like it is now. They've taken sides one way or the other. There's more people now on God's side or Satan's side than caught in the middle. And he told me a few years ago that he's coming at the most strategic moment. And I believe him. Now, when you prophesy something or say God says something, you run the risk of looking like a fool. But I don't care. If I believe God says something, it's my responsibility to believe it and act on it. I don't get to choose what God wants to, I yield myself to him. For years I've been saying I'll do all that's in his heart. So, because I believe him, I'm going to do all that's in his heart. I'm doing this because I know that I'm right. I know that he said this. I know I asked, and he always answers. Now, when he answered me of something that I want, something that I'm seeking him for, I believe him. And so why should we not believe him when he says something that's risky, that he wants, or that's important? Some things are just too, it's important. If the Lord is about to do something this big, he said, I will do nothing unless I reveal it to his prophets, And when he reveals something, we share the responsibility of relaying what he reveals. I can't select what I'll say. That's what people want to hear, so I'll prophesy that. But over here, that's kind of shaky. I'm going to do it all. Because I represent him. And it's wisdom. Everything he said to me is wisdom. It is wisdom. It is justice. But see, the people who chose God's way, they come in every age. Sometimes they're old, sometimes they're young. The rapture is something I want to get caught up in it, but I definitely don't want to see it. I don't want to be here to see what happens. I don't want to see children come home and their parents are gone, or parents come home and some of their children are gone and some are still here. I don't want to see the days of the Antichrist, people in civil war killing each other. I think the things that I dread the most is a civil war. I don't want to see Americans killing Americans. And I pray desperately against it. I don't want to see the Russia-China attack either, but I saw it in the spirit, and it's about to happen too. Not to mention the UFOs. UFOs, yes, UFOs. They don't have a space force for nothing. I don't know why they have a space force. I don't have intelligence except for what I've heard people say. And I listen to credible people on the subject. But a little boy drowned and went to heaven. And I believe every bit of his, what he said, his testimony. The Lord took him to heaven and showed him the future. That when once the World War III happens, the aliens will attack. And they're demonic, inspired aliens, you know. The little boy called them demon aliens. And I understand that that was a war before God made man. So I'm not surprised that Satan would do something like that. And the days are forming. You know, Jesus said people, men just don't, they've seen war, but they don't have heart attacks over war. Their hearts are going to fail them for what they see come upon the earth. Jesus was talking about something else. He said, as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be when he comes. Get over it. And I know it's going to be bad. And I don't want to see it, but here it is. Those who survive, they'll have this for a testimony. They'll know that, you know, we knew about it. But it won't do them no good, but they'll know that they were wrong. Maybe it'll be a reference not to fall into the trap. See, the enemy's going to soup this thing up. He's going to lie to the people. Remember something. The Antichrist is going to appear as a savior. What's he saving them from? He's going to appear genuine. He's going to appear that he loves everybody. He's going to be the people that the Pharisees would have chosen to be the Christ. That's the kind of person he's going to be. They weren't looking for somebody that loves everybody. They were looking for a proud man that loves them. And Satan's going to appear, not like a monster, but as a beautiful person with a kind personality that's going to waltz in and save the day. And they're going to give their power to the beast. And then he's going to try to wipe out Israel. That's what he's going to do. And the Lord's going to wipe out him. All these things are at the door. I'm sorry. But those that love God, you can hold it back for now. And you can fight the good fight. And there will be people who somehow survive this. There are three nations that's going to survive it. Moab is one of them. I don't know how they're going to survive it. So when Christ come back and touch the ground and after the Battle of Armageddon, there will still be people alive that didn't take the mark. And that's where Isaiah's prophecy comes in, that a baby would die at 100 years old. Well, in the millennial reign of Christ, people would still die because they were survivors. The survivors will still be here. And they'll still die during that millennial reign. But they'll live longer, but they'll still die. And I don't know how God's going to work that out, but we'll find out then. If they're in the kingdom of God, I guess he'll resurrect them right then if they're on his side. But after the millennial reign of Christ, the enemy will be loose to tempt whoever he can. Because the survivors will have children and they will have populated the whole earth. And some of them will choose evil just like the lukewarm Christians did. There are some lukewarm Christians that chose the world and they went out of bounds. They got off the narrow path. Because they didn't receive the love of God. They didn't receive the love of his ways. And see, the Lord has a plan. He has to have a plan, being God. He has to have a plan for every situation. And he has to deal with every situation. If people don't love the ways of God, if they don't love the truth, then he has to deal with it. He can't take them to heaven because they chose the world. He loves them, but they chose another way. This is Thessalonians 2, verse 10. He said, well, I'll back up a little bit. Verse 7 says, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, that's the Antichrist, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. That was the problem. That's why they left the narrow path. When people leave the living love of God for something else, if they left the love of God, they left it for something that they love more. Even if it's death. Even if it's lust and, you know, fleshly pleasures. If they love to get high, whatever it is. If they love to be angry. If somebody make them angry and they stay in strife, then, you know, when the love is gone, the things of God don't make sense to them anymore. And they love the world. They're more comfortable with the world. And they give in to it. And the enemy play them like a fiddle. So the Antichrist is going to play everybody that he can play. But man is still made in God's image. There's going to be people that don't buy his foolishness. And some people, they didn't hear the gospel. They didn't know better. Some of them were born after all this happened. You know, Ken Peters had a dream where people were having children, and there was no food. They didn't know what to do. They just left their children on the sidewalks. They were devastated. These are devastating times. People are going to be desperate, and they're going to do devastating things. Now, and then those who believe God, they had to take this mark. And if they didn't, they'd get killed. They'd get their head chopped off. And after he had that dream, even he got saved. Now, he didn't, at this time of his life, he said he didn't know anything about eschatology, anything about Revelation. He never even read it before. But the Lord gave him this. He's around my age. He gave him these things in the 80s, I think it was. Just before the Humvees came out. You know, the army went from Jeeps to Humvees. And he saw the Humvees that they were using. And when he saw a Humvee, it shocked him because, you know, these days are now. We need to listen to what God say. He's coming back. And if you hear this recording before he come back, alert other people to it, because I don't care about looking like a fool. I care about the person that stands a chance of being left here. So whatever God give me, I'm going to give. See, there's no pride in me. I hate pride. I reject it. I only care about people living in the presence of God. I told my daughter just the other day that people hear the Lord out. They're going to have such a wonderful future. They're going to grow forever and ever. And people who side with the world, they're going to miss out on all that. We're going to see God make planets and people. We're going to see God and hear about all the wonderful things God has done forever. So, I'll close with that. It's too important. I thank the Lord for these heart-to-heart broadcasts. And I do it the way he give it to me. And I thank him for it. So all these things that were shared, it's up to you to pray about them. I say pray about it. Go to the Lord about it. Ask for more. I believe it 100%. But everything that people prophesy, it's up to us to pray for it and get more understanding. See where it fits. And if enough people hear it and repent, maybe it can he can come later. And that can happen. But I don't believe it is. All right, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.